Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, or the short one is jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out the blog. I hope you're doing that, folks. It's pretty cool. We're kind of proud of it. And you can subscribe to it by RSS, really simple syndication. It's another type of technology, not unlike email technology. It's just a little bit different. It's kind of a cousin of email technology, and it's really easy to use, and you can find out all about it, and you can find the technology. Links to the technology that's free, by the way, from our website, from the blog. So I hope you'll go there. And if you don't want to go through my website to get to the blog, you can go to jimsblog.biz. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's on our blog at least once every other week. And he's our good friend. He's the author of so many books on home-based and teleworking that I hurt myself carrying them in here. He is a syndicated columnist and our really good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you back, as always. And Jeff, folks, is in Southern Florida. And I can't remember. I think the name of the movie, Jeffrey, was Nightmare on Elm Street. Where the people, wasn't that the one where the family moved into the old house at the end of the street? And just as they were stepping inside the house, the ghost says, "Get out."
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe Floridians, especially Southern Floridians, well, really, it doesn't matter where you live in Florida, if you guys aren't getting the idea that the hurricanes are saying, "Get out."
We're a little slow down here. It's all that sun baking our brains.
Yeah,
we're a little slow on the uptake. I think.
How many will this be? If Wilma, by the way, I have a friend named Wilma. I've got to call her and tease her about this. But how many does this make in the last 12? Let's say 16 months.
This will make number six.
In 16 months, last year.
Yep, last year.
And only two.
Let's see if I can remember. We had
four last year.
Charlie.
I don't want to know the names.
Ivan. And then I'm missing one. And then we had. Yeah, there's so many. It's like all the girls.
Six or seven.
And we have Zoe. And who's the other girl? No.
Pretty significant hurricanes.
Pretty significant hurricanes. And you know what? What's worse, it's all terrible. And I just did an article for the Sun Sentinel that it ran today, Public Relations Society of America, the big organization for publicists and public relations professionals, are having their big confab in Miami Beach starting Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Mm.
And it will be 2,000 people coming into town for this event. And
if they show up.
If they show up, and so my article was, you know, these are crisis managers and public relations managers, and I said the irony of it all, you know, crisis managers going into crisis mode for themselves. You can't, obviously, the first and foremost is life and property. I mean, people will lose their homes if this storm makes landfall, and people will lose their lives, more importantly. But then the disruptive factor of a storm where, you know, my day today, I'm leaving town tomorrow, my day today would be short anyway because of needing to prepare to leave town just because I'm taking a trip, but because of a storm, it's thoroughly disruptive. I've got to alert all my clients and friends and customers and coworkers.
Well, you're leaving your family behind, aren't you?
Well, this time we're all going together.
Oh, they're going with you? Okay,
yeah,
because a lot of times you travel, you leave them behind.
I would not. You know what? All
you would,
be
you wouldn't feel comfortable about that. And so, it's tough. The you know, Jeff. And, of course, there's no way, even though I was about to say there's no way to know where this thing's going to make landfall, however, I heard today that they are mandatorily evacuating the Keys. I mean, they're making people get out of the Florida Keys right now. But,
yeah, they began a mandatory tourist evacuation and non-resident evacuation yesterday.
Right. Well, here's a thought, though. You know, regardless of where you live, it seems like if we're not having some kind of a of an event like a hurricane or an earthquake or whatever it might be, we're thinking about it from a terrorist standpoint, that kind of thing. Isn't this a good reason to start thinking about diversifying your customer base and not just doing business inside your county line, so to speak?
Well, because if you're not a service provider, you know, obviously, if you run a house cleaning business, if you run a paint business, you know, painting, you know, exterior painting, interior painting, if you're the largest segment of home-based businesses is the trades, carpenters, plumbers, electricians,
professionals.
Professionals. So they would have a hard time thinking beyond that. But anybody who works, you know, especially an information peddler like me or in no small sense like you, you know, if you can use those two twisted, you know, that twisted pair or cable modem to get your product out, again, using the internet, using cable modem or DSL or using any other form of wired communications or even wireless, to be tethered to one location is not, I don't say bad business, but it's not bad business in even, you know, just in a hurricane sense. I mean, you should be diversified because it broadens your scope anyway. Then when something like this happens, you know, my clients in New York are still up. My clients in Connecticut are still up. My clients in Chicago that I work with, they're all up and operational. And while they understand and are thoughtful to my needs and the fact that, you know, I'm battening down the hatches today, they also realize that Jeff has a laptop, and whenever he gets an internet connection, he'll be back online.
And by the way, folks, when Jeff says twisted pair, he's talking about the telephone line, not me and him. I know that some of you took that the wrong way, but I want to make sure you understood which twisted pair he was talking about.
As long as we're not the twisted sisters, then we're
okay. That's exactly right. Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, you tried to exclude a few people from this. And I hear you. I hear that, if, as you say, if you're in the paint business, but I think more and more and more, every single human being on the planet who sells anything should be figuring out a way, even if they don't do it, they should know how they could have customers somewhere else. I mean, I know a jeweler who has a little bitty shop in a little bitty town, and he does a lot of business outside of his town.
Right.
And just because he's met people and he's gotten customers other places, and he's developed a website to sell things online, and you know, if you just drove down that little main street town and looked over there, you'd say, well, isn't that quaint? A nice little jewelry store. But you wouldn't realize that he was doing business all over the place. I mean, it's we all need to think more about this, folks, and diversify our client base for many reasons. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend, the other twisted pair, other guy, part of the twisted pair, Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Sweet Baby James, one of my favorites. Jeffrey, you like Sweet Baby James, don't you?
Love it.
It's good music. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, that's the other part of the Twisted Pair, and we're talking about the importance of diversifying your client base. You know, Jeffrey, I know a company that it's a third generation family business. It's been around for now 45 or so years, and they're in the distribution business. They're wholesalers, and there was a time 15 or so years ago when their local business just kind of went in the tank. But over the years, and this was long before the internet, they had started doing business internationally.
Right.
Now, they were a little teeny tiny company compared to some of the big competitors that they had, who were already doing international business. Their competitors were international companies. So they were just this teeny tiny little, I mean, they weren't even a David. Never mind David and Goliath. This was like David's, squire or something. They're that tiny. They were doing international business, beating the big guys way back, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. And when their local business kind of went in the tank for a while, the international business literally saved their bacon.
Right.
Kept them alive. And so, it was only related in that they were selling some of the same products. I mean, it was different customers, different ways of getting it funded, different ways of being paid. I mean, it's totally different, kind of almost a different business model. And yet, but they had that. They did it because it was an opportunity that they could develop, that they could develop. But they didn't necessarily think about it in the initial stages that, you know what, this could save us one day.
Right.
But it wound up doing that. And I think everybody, especially home-based businesses, should think about that.
Well, it's interesting, you know, the saying, I'd rather be lucky than smart. Sometimes you do things that grow and you don't realize it, or things happen that you may foster and you may you know, create a fertile perch for these things to take seed or take root, and not realize that that's what you're doing. You know, you create good marketing materials, you create a great product, you have a list of satisfied customers, word gets around, people start calling, you know, your word of your abilities, capabilities, and you know, good product grow, and then people find it and start to latch on. And then again, with the internet and with you know, distribution, that you don't need to have a distribution facility. You can use Brown, you can use FedEx, you can use, you know, Airborne, whomever, to get your product out there. I was at an event earlier this week speaking, and I was on a panel discussion, and one gentleman said that the internet sort of crept up on him, and now because they have, you know, electronic storefront to complement their traditional distribution,
right,
their traditional sales, it's over 20-25%. It just crept up on them, and they had, you know, because they were prepared for it,
and
the market went to them that way because the market caught up, and you find
and they
the
didn't
number
resist.
Of companies.
The main thing they didn't do, they didn't resist.
They didn't resist.
Maybe that's all you have to do, folks. Just don't resist. Don't you think, Jeffrey, that a lot of the challenges that we have is because we resist this change?
We are human. That is what we, for the most part, 90% of us, we resist change.
Because you it's know. Uncomfortable at first.
Right. You're not the early adopter by nature. And I was in Chicago recently, and there was a gentleman who wrote a book. And his book, oh, God, I forgot, Hypomanics, I think is what it was called. Mm-hmm. There was people like, he likened him to a Steve Jobs, who, you know, may not be the best, and I don't know Steve Jobs, I don't know what he's like, but some of these people people.
The co-founder of Apple.
Well, I know who he is, but I don't know his character.
I'm just reminding my audience.
I'm sorry. He comes out with these tremendous ideas, okay? He's just manic, coming out with great ideas.
Yeah.
But maybe he needs a lieutenant, a right-hand man to bring those to fruition, because I know sometimes I can be an idea man, but then I need that other guy to help me sort of bring them around.
Being an entrepreneur is one thing, but somebody's got to operate that idea.
Someone's got to operate the idea. Exactly. Exactly. And so it's a matter of bringing it together. So we don't resist. Seize opportunity where it is, but also sometimes if you're not an early adopter, if you're not first out there, you know, the early adoption can sometimes cost money, a lot of money, to be bleeding edge.
You have to be careful. Yeah,
you have to be careful.
They don't call it the bleeding edge for nothing.
But maybe follow along. If you see your peers, keep in touch with your peers and what
you don't have to jump all the way in. You can stick your toe in.
Exactly. Exactly. And just test the waters. And know that if your customers are asking for it, clamoring for online, you know, if they're clamoring for e-sales and, e-commerce capabilities, give it to them, you know. And again, you don't have to put everything out there. You can start with, you know, if you have 100 products, you can start with 5.
You know, Jeff, so much of being successful in small business is, especially in the early years, so much of it is about survival. It's at the survival level.
Right.
And if you understand that, then you have to assume the attitude of whatever it takes.
Right.
I'm going to do whatever it takes to survive, so I can get beyond the survival mode into the growth mode, into the highly successful mode, and then onto the exit strategy.
Right. Right. That exit strategy. I'm waiting to sell out my business.
Yep.
I've only got about 25 more years, and then I'm all over it.
Well, Jeffrey, you're only 26. I mean, what are you? I mean, retiring at 56. What's wrong with that? Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here.
Always great, Jim. I appreciate it.
Give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. HomeOffice.com.
That's where you can find
HeadToTheHills.com this weekend.
You can find Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home. That's a really important book, folks. And also teleworking and telecommuting and all the other great things that Jeffrey offers. Thanks, Jeffrey. See you next time.
Always great to be here.
Be safe this weekend, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Russell Brown after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.